Hi, this is Tamsin Greenway. I've just heard the news about the award podcast and absolutely incredible and thoroughly deserved as well. Thank you for promoting our sport and pushing it in the best way possible.
Big congratulations to our friends at the Netball Show on winning Netball Podcast of the Year at the Business Innovation Awards.
Hi, it's Karen Rullo, the Executive Manager of Netball Northern Ireland. Just heard the fabulous news that the Netball Show has won Netball Podcast of 2023. Congratulations to Andy and the team. It's always great to listen to their shows. Massive well done.
Hi Andy, it's Vicky Sutton from Wales Netball and Cardiff Dragons. Just heard the great news, Netball Podcast of the Year at the Podcast Innovations Awards. To the Netball Show, huge congratulations, thoroughly deserved. Keep up the good work.
Nat Metcalf here. I'm really proud to be an ambassador for Flyhawk, leading the way for netball and women's sport. Flyhawk design and make netball dresses, have netball kit, netball teamwear, and netballs, plus much, much more. Head to flyhawk.com now.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk, ahead of the final games in the Nations Cup this weekend. Let's have a quick look back at last weekend. Tamsin gave her round one wrap.
Opening weekend of the Nations Cup, it did not disappoint. No real surprises on the victories. Australia got the win over the Kiwis, 63-50. It's really the last quarter where it totally blew out. Kiwis doing well considering how many changes they had. They challenged Aussies and took the third quarter off them. As for Uganda, well, they lost to England 62-56 in the end. Only one goal in it at three-quarter time. Nervy time for the fans. Not for England, though. Jeez, they're so cool under pressure. I mean, they don't ever look fazed. No matter who Thirlby puts out there, and she played all 12 again, just got on with the job. Great victory for them in the end. Wasn't perfect by Aussies or England by any stretch of the imagination, but quality matches at times and some quality performances. So, my biggest takeaways of the games today, well, England's attack end, Metcalf and Housby, back to their very best. Their first phase, second phase connection on the centre pass, it's untouchable. 82% of their centre pass to goal in the first quarter. They really exploited the one-on-one. And it's a good job because it was an 18-15 quarter, so high scoring. And they needed to do that because they just didn't win enough ball today. Something that they will have to look at when they face Australia tomorrow. But it was nice to see that connection back and them looking so cool and calm down that end. Australia third line defence, wow, I've never seen anything like it. Like the way they step up and go on players, whether it was Jamie Lee Price, Kate Maloney, Joe Weston putting in a shift there, super impressive. Allowed them to go into a box style defence as well, and Courtney Bruce in the first half in particular turning over key ball when it mattered. Never seen Aussie do so much double on the defence, so they were clearly worried about Grace and Wecky, but impressive performances. Conan and Garbin shining. Austin, quiet today, not one of her finest performances, but just shows the strength and depth, just like England, that of Australia have got as well. So, stars of the day, Kadondi, wow, for Uganda. She ended up with three gains, four deflections against England, and really kept them in that game, especially in that third quarter. She just turned it on. Don't know why she didn't start, because she was really helping Uganda with that box style of defence. She was lively. She was all over the shop. And that's one of the areas I said Uganda need to focus on through this tournament. They know they're going to get the ball down the other end. They know their unorthodox possession style netball is frustrating for other teams. Mary Chollock and Irene were brilliant under the post. That defensive unit was great to see. Kadondi out there absolutely shining. I'd like to see her get the start tomorrow. So, debutante, Georgia Heffernan, in for the Kiwis. Lots of talk around their goal attacks. She did good. Twin sister of Kate Heffernan. Played out the full game at goal attack. And that is no easy job against the Aussies. And wow, they did not let her off the hook. If you go back and watch some of the off-the-ball contact on Georgia Heffernan, wow. I mean, everyone was having digs. From Maloney to Price to Joe Weston, there was shoves and all sorts. Fourth quarter, really interesting. There's a really cool passage of play where Heffernan keeps it in and flicks it back into court, and you just see her sort of puff out her cheeks. If you see the dodgem she had to go through, bump, 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 before that happens, you can kind of see why she dropped the ball. But what I really love was her temperament. She didn't even look fazed. She just didn't even bother. She just took a hit, carried on, took a hit, carried on. Shot 9 out of 11 in the end. Really good partner for Nweke. I'm not going to lie, they missed they missed Ekenazio, they missed her bodying up and going, especially because of Australia's relentless defence on that third line. But major lessons learned, and she will only get better. And finally, we're back at Wembley, literally one of my favourite arenas. It's a special place. When I walked off the train today and came down onto Wembley Way, and you just see the stadium there, and then you go into the OVO Arena, it feels like you're playing proper netball. So to have one of the classic games on there, Australia and New Zealand, and then to have England win, and it being a close game, and it being really exciting, it was amazing. Over 5,000 people in there today, over 7,000 coming tomorrow for the big one, England-Australia. And yeah, biggest international weekend of netball ever in England.
Round two then took place on the Sunday, New Zealand 65, Uganda 60, and it was England 59, Australia 61.
Well, Jess, just the two goals in it in the end. My goodness, though, what a performance from this Roses side. How do you review that 60 minutes?
Oh, I'm not sure I'm ready yet, but no, look, I think there's so much for us to work with in that game. Like, it really hurts, actually, because we know we're capable of a lot of what you've seen today. I think that's equal, in my view, that's equal a performance as when we beat them in the summer, if not better. In terms of just those moments of just brilliance, but we really let ourselves down. I feel like we've gifted that game to them a little bit because our errors were really poor. Missed shots, really uncharacteristic for us. So in those small moments, I feel like we've really let ourselves down, but I loved the fight. You know, like we did it, obviously it blew out a little bit at the front of the game. I actually still thought we were doing some great stuff. But yeah, I think brilliant that we found more turnover today against an Australian side because we know how hard that is. And we rewarded most of that. But yeah, just moments, missed shots, few passing errors. And those are the things we've really just got to keep working at getting rid of out of our game.
That third quarter in particular was just incredible to watch. The crowd were phenomenal. There were some big chances taken as well, some which executed, I imagine, scary for you to watch when they're long bombing the ball into El Carmel under the post, but it comes off. Is it frustrating you couldn't quite take that through the fourth quarter?
Yeah, but you know, you've got to expect a Diamonds team to respond. You know, they know how to win. We are wanting to win. We believe we win. We're here to win. And so I think today you saw more of that, and I think that is super pleasing. Does it hurt? Yes. You know, do we want another bite of the cherry? Absolutely. But I think our best today was excellent. And I think, you know, there's a lot to be proud of that we can bank, but don't mistake that for not ruin some of those moments. But we'll be back.
We'll see you next week. Thanks, Jess.
Thanks very much.
Great to hear from Jess. We've got a special guest. We've got Raz Quashy in the house. I know, Thompson, you're a huge fan of you guys. They're really good friends. Raz, brilliant to have you back in the England fold. Before this, your last game for England was back in November 2020. It's been a rollercoaster ride for you coming back from injury. How does it feel? How's it been over the last couple of days to step out on court?
Oh, it's been amazing. I think I've had one of the hardest journeys over the last 3 years, and I've really attacked this series like no other. I've taken everything, you know, with a running stride, and I think thanks, Jess, for the opportunity to come back in and be part of the team.
I mean, we're looking at you thinking the next full-time England goalkeeper, aren't we, Thompson?
Yeah, that'll do.
Yeah. And that partnership with Fran Williams, what is it like to play with her, to work with her and train with her?
Me and Fran have been playing with each other since we were childhood. She used to play for Woodley and I used to play for Clan, and there was always a rivalry.
Nice.
And then we came back into the England programme, started working together. So that partnership is just solid, and we've always had that connection. And as we've gone by, it's built every single time. So I'm really happy to be having this moment with her.
What are the feelings like coming off the court today? It was so close, England were leading, and the Aussies, again, really annoyingly, have just pipped you at the post by 2 goals. How are you feeling?
I feel great. I think yesterday I was disappointed with my performance, and I've tried to come in and rectify this because I knew yesterday that wasn't me, and I wanted to come in and just showcase my skills. I feel like I've worked and I've trained so hard over the pre-season, and I wanted to come and show what I'm capable of, and I think I did that. So I'm really proud of our performance. Could we have gone on and win? Yes, we could, but we're really happy that we pushed it. We're really chasing that back-to-back win, and I think we almost had it today.
Well, there were over 12,000 fans who enjoyed the opening weekend at the OVO Arena. So what did Tamsin make of round two?
I'm going to throw this out there and say it's quite possibly be one of my favourite ever days of netball. The results went the way I thought they would. New Zealand got the win over Uganda, 65-60, but they definitely didn't have it their own way. And Australia scraped a win in the end over England, 61-59. Some of the attacking play on display today was possibly the best I've seen from any of those those four teams. It was incredible to watch, and helped by the electric atmosphere in Wembley. For the Roses game in particular, we were all on our feet towards the end, willing England to get across the line. It wasn't quite enough, but they were close. And I'll tell you what, if they play like that next weekend against New Zealand, they will absolutely make the final and give us another opportunity to have a crack at the Aussies, and you never, ever know. So what happened then? Let's talk about New Zealand first. Down at halftime, yes, down against Uganda at halftime. I don't think anyone saw that coming. We knew it would be close, but we thought New Zealand would just take it away. Defensively, they won so little ball. They were on no intercepts at three-quarter time. None. Nada. Nothing. They're literally designed to win ball. That's how they play. They zone. They want you to place ball places where they can come on the flies. They just didn't win anything. They only had three in the whole game. All came in the last quarter. And interestingly, one from Kate Heffernan, fine. The other two were from Georgia Heffernan and Grayson Wecky. So it just tells a story of their defensive pressure. Nolene had asked them to go harder on stuff after the first quarter. And I've seen New Zealand do this a couple of times when their zone's just not working. And it's going to be interesting to see whether they start adapting to a plan B, because the zone relies on indecision, on you looking at something, thinking it's open, putting it there, and they come and fly in it. But they were worked out. And the problem is, when you worked out in the zone, is that once you can see both options, you don't throw to the fly. And Uganda got settled. They were quite happy. And then they just played ball. They just messed with them. So New Zealand had to grit their teeth and see this game out. They were massively helped from Grace today. I think she was on 53 from 54 in the end. It's impressive. And that's what I say about this attacking play. It was so open. Service really well by Whitney Souness. But defensively, an issue for them and something they'll have to work on for next weekend. So where does that leave Uganda then? Oh, they were good. They were so good. I'm so excited about Uganda. And this is what the Nations Cup's all about. I'm so happy they're invited into this. They've not come to make up the numbers. Wow, they were good. And more impressive is that they improved on yesterday. So they're playing this unorthodox possession-style netball, but it wasn't lateral today. They used Mary Chollock out the circle in all different areas, sometimes high, sometimes short. It was very clear where she was going to offload the ball, often back to the third line. Take a look at that. And the timing then, it allowed them to get some depth. I'm pretty sure Vicky Burgess will be taking notes for Loughborough this season. It was so good to watch. What was more impressive is in the second quarter, the quarter they won, the first time they've ever won a quarter off New Zealand, they only made two errors, two. Bearing in mind, yesterday they made 18 errors during the game. They only made two in quarter two. One was a held ball and one was a dodgy feed, and they were right in the dying seconds of that quarter. Mention has to go to Bargala and Nakanyunga out the front. They put in 18 feeds, only one went astray. Shooting circle was 16 out of 16. It was so good. They couldn't keep it up. They couldn't continue it, but they are getting closer, and it's so good for them, but also for world netball. So let's talk about Australia then. They got across the line, and at times they looked so comfortable. They went 9 up at one point in England. They had the opportunity to go 10 up. Dodgy cross-court ball from Sophie Garbin, a drop ball, nothing particular. England then got themselves back into the game. The way that they use 1 second, 3 seconds to open up the circle today, Australia, best I've ever seen. The way they use the width to pull England's box, best I've ever seen. What was not the best I've ever seen is their centre pass, and this is where I think they got into trouble. Whether it was tactical, who knows, but Liz Watson only took 6 centre pass receives. Put that in perspective, when Paige Hadley entered the game at wing attack because they had to make changes, she took 9 in just over 15 minutes. So Liz Watson nearly had 3/4 of the game and only took 6. Paige came on and took 9. A third of the time they used the back door. They went through Kate Maloney, Joe Weston, Sunday, Jamie Lee Price when she was in there. So I don't know whether they were meant to be doing that, but the danger and where it cost them in quarter three, which they lost 17-10, was that it dragged Sophie Garbin and Dwyer into positions they didn't want to be. And England just got on top of them and smothered them. And it was so good from England. So, so good. It's something Australia will have to look at, because I've never seen that first phase, second phase connection so disjointed. So let's go on to England then. Can I just say, playing a team out there and keeping the consistent combination was so good to watch. Bearing in mind, yesterday we made 23 changes. 23 in 60 minutes. Today we made 2, and they were right at the end. Raz to rest her calf and Fumi to try and win some ball. And that I get. And what did it mean? It meant structure and consistency across the board, and it meant players could thrive. Imogen Alisson, 30 feet today. She was brilliant. Her explosion into the end third caused Australia all kinds of problems. The partnership between Elle Cardwell and Nat Metcalf, so impressive. Elle getting Courtney Bruce dragged off at goalkeeper, 43 from 46 in the end. And Raz Quashie, special mention to Raz. She had one gain in the first half and Garvin was all over her, I'm not going to lie. Third quarter and second half, she had three gains. And that was all because she could see stuff out. She had time at half time to discuss it. She went back out there and did her job. You've got to let players play through. And it was so good as an England fan to watch it. And we were so close to getting over the line. So lessons of the day then for me. New Zealand need Maddie Gordon on the court and need Heffernan start at wing defence. Uganda, as Irene Ayara said at the start, are not scared. And they are certainly not. They are fast becoming one of my favourite teams. England are becoming Australia's nemesis. Australia don't know how to turn the screw on England anymore. They don't know how to put us to bed. And no, you don't want to keep giving us opportunities, because at some point we will take you. And finally, I have to give mention to Kira Austin, because she was average yesterday, 76%. Today, she came onto the court and all kinds of pressure. Australia were behind. She nails 12 from 12. Timing into the circle was faultless. Her offloads were brilliant. It was special to watch. And that is why Australia are so good at the moment, because they went through four shooters again today and you've got to come up with four different ways of stopping those players. It's doable, but they were good enough to get over the line. Anyway, it was a great day at netball. Can't wait for next weekend. Join us in Leeds.
As we stand then, it's Australia, then England, New Zealand and Uganda, but lots of exciting games taking place in Leeds this weekend. They're going to be shown live via Sky Sports and their YouTube channel. Well, if you haven't got Sky yet, you can check at the Netball Show on X, where we can both potentially get up to £125 in shopping vouchers, and you don't even need a dish these days. Have a look there if it's something that's interesting you ahead of the new season.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sports and we're on the podcast rail.